The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington.
There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos.
The U.S. president says the right to free speech and the rule of law must both be upheld. Joe Biden condemned the violence today at some of the pro-Palestinian protest encampments taking over university campuses across the country. He also called for an end to anti-Semitic rhetoric. Police moved in on protesters at various schools across the country, including UCLA in Los Angeles. Officers there arrested more than 100 demonstrators this morning and cleared their encampment.
We're against the violence that's happening to the Palestinians as a whole.
University students are demanding their institutions distance themselves from Israel over their military conduct in Gaza. The Hamas-run health ministry there says nearly 35,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of the war. There were tense scenes at Montreal's McGill University today. Dozens of police officers were on campus grounds separating dueling rallies between Palestinian and Israeli supporters. The scene was noisy but peaceful. The protest at the school started over the weekend. Quebec Premier François Legault says he has asked police to dismantle the encampment as soon as possible. A tent encampment also sprang up overnight at the University of Toronto. U of T officials say students involved in the protests could face punishment. There are also camps at a number of other Canadian schools, including UBC, the University of Victoria, and the University of Ottawa. To other news now, the federal government says it is on track to hit its climate targets. The environment minister revealed new data suggesting Canada's emissions are trending in the right direction. David Thurton explains.
And so we anticipated that the emissions would go up. But the good news is that they didn't go up as far as we thought they would.
Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeault says although year-over-year emissions increased from 2021 to 2022, Canada is still on a downward trajectory. The country's carbon footprint fell sharply during the pandemic years, but as Canada emerged from the pandemic lockdowns, according to the latest annual report on greenhouse gases, emissions didn't bounce back to 2019 levels.
So our plan is starting to work, and we're seeing progress in certain sectors.
Guilbeault says the data suggests Canada is on track to meet its emission reduction target, but with a 7% cut in emissions so far, Canada still has a ways to go before it reaches its climate target, a 40% reduction below 2005 levels before the end of this decade. David Thurton, CBC News, Ottawa.
Alberta's ongoing drought had prompted fears of an early and potentially devastating wildfire season. But so far, officials say things are calm because of much-needed rain and snow. As Julia Wong reports, they are still urging people across the province to remain vigilant.
Recent cooler weather and precipitation has meant wildfire activity has been more subdued.
It's a different start to Alberta's wildfire season than last year. In 2023, dry and hot conditions fueled wildfires and forced evacuations at the end of April. This year, while there are 43 wildfires burning in the province, Alberta Wildfire's Christy Tucker says none are considered out of control. Tucker says recent rain and cooler temperatures have been helpful, but says Albertans should not let their guard down.
However, in areas with built-up drought conditions, it is still easy for some warm, dry, windy days to raise the wildfire danger level again.
Tucker says it would take about a week of steady, persistent rain to really make a difference when it comes to dry conditions. She says the weather is expected to go back to normal levels by the weekend. Julia Wong, CBC News, Edmonton.
A fourth teen has been arrested and charged with second-degree murder in the killing of Ahmad Al-Marak in Halifax. The high school student died after he was stabbed outside a mall last week. Police say the latest suspect is a 16-year-old who was previously arrested and released without charge. Two 16-year-olds and two 14-year-olds had now been charged in the case. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.